Well, he'll be week to week. He's out for a little while, and it's a upper body injury.
Is it his hand? Or?
He reports it's a broken bone in his hand.
Is that what you guys are reporting? You're entitled to do whatever you'd like. Upper body injury that he'll be out week to week.
Happened on the shot block?
It happened in the third period.
Do you see Patrice Cormier just slotting in that fourth line?
We're going to wait and see what will be determined with the lineup. That'll be a game time decision.
What have you heard about how he's been playing down?
Well, you know, the reports I got that he's been playing quite well. He's been very aggressive and been one of the better players. So, because we get game reports every game. He's done well, which is good.
What are the biggest things that he brings?
Well, he brings energy. He's a strong guy, you know, good on face-offs, and he's played very well. So I think he'll be enthused to get back up here.
How significant is the loss of Jim?
Well, Jim does a lot of things. Obviously, he kills 5-on-3s and kills penalties. He's a reliable face-off guy. He's, you know, you can put him in any situation, in any position up front, and does a really solid job. So he'll be a guy that we miss.
Why did you feel last night you wanted to take Burmistrov out of the lineup?
It was just a coach's decision, which is one I don't want to share with you.
Would you expect to be putting him back in against the Rangers?
We don't know. That'll be a game time decision. Would you like to ask me another way, or I'll give you the same answer? You can give me 12 different ways.
He said he didn't know why he was a healthy scratch last night. Do you plan to have a conversation with him and tell him what he needs to do better?
Alexander and I have a good relationship, and I've always been open with him and spoke to him, and I've spoken to him all the way along. You know, I spoke to him again today. So for me, you know, I think that it's something that between him and I, we need to work out.
Okay, so you have had that conversation.
Yep.
Okay. Everyone wants the consistency, and arguably the best game for your team on home ice this year was last night. How do you get that to be consistent again tomorrow night and throughout the rest of the year?
Well, I think you can't take your foot off the pedal. That's the first thing. I think that, you know, you have to establish. We don't want to get back to mediocrity at home. And just because we've won one game and played the right way, I think that you try to establish your mental state in practice today, which, you know, I thought was a little loose early, but I thought we got better as the practice went on. And I think you got to buckle down and get ready, because it's not going to be easy. The Rangers will be coming in here, and we've got to be prepared to start again. But I think that the physicality of our game and the intensity really led to a solid 60-minute game. I think it showed in the scoring chances that we got, which I think was 19-13, which is quite a bit more than we'd had in the past. And I think it's just from playing 60 minutes and playing with some intensity. So I think that's going to be one of the key things here at home, and getting the fans involved, you know, just like we did last year. And I think it's fair for the fans to expect more of us. We should expect more from ourselves. And I think last night we were proud of the way that we played, and that's the way we need to continue to play.
Consistency is probably the easiest aspect of that part of the game, is physicality. Do you preach that with the team to play physical night in, night out?
Well, the physicality of things sometimes, yeah, it depends. Like, you can preach it all you want. That's led by physical players, and sometimes it's led by your leadership group in different areas. I think the Thorburn situation helped our situation, where it brought up the intensity in our team. And I think that following that particular situation with Thorburn and Orr, I think that following that situation, we had some pretty aggressive shifts from Andrew Ladd and others, and I think that that message got permeated through the team, and I think that's what drives your physicality in games. You know, you can sit there and talk all you want as a coach, but they're pretty empty words. You're not out on the ice. So it's good, driven by a lot of times your physical players, and it's driven by your will to compete. And I thought we had a lot of will to compete last night.
What's Kyle Wellwood done better since you put him back in the lineup?
You know what, Kyle Wellwood's always been a good player, same player. I think going back with Antropov has helped him, because he has chemistry there. And with Kyle, he's always going to make plays, and now he's executing the plays a little bit better and getting some results. And I think that the results is probably the only difference. He's had chances before, but now he's getting results off them, and And then he's getting confidence in his own game, which really helps him and everybody.
Not from a fighting standpoint, but just from a physical standpoint. Do you think that you're establishing a sense in the league that you're a hard team to play against in some respects? Not necessarily, like I say, a fighting team, but a physical team, more of a team toughness than people might have thought you had?
Well, I wouldn't say that we've established that. I think that after last night, we've convinced ourselves or established that within ourselves, but it's one game, you know. So the challenge really is to determine if that's the way that we want to play, and that's the way that we need to play to be successful. So we know one thing, it has brought success with us, and so it should be a fairly easy sell with the players. But, you know, saying and doing are two different things, and before this, I can't sit and say we were a hard team to play against, because some games, whether they're at home or on the road, I didn't see that consistently enough. So you have to establish some consistency in your game in order to start walking like you're a winner game in and game out. And we're trying to establish that.
With Peluso out, that role of dealing with the Oars and the McLarens kind of falls to Thorburn. How tough a role is that on a guy like that, you think?
Oh, that's a tough role. That's a tough position because, you know, Chris Thorburn's a really good team player that plays hard and, you know, realizes that he probably has to do that to be an NHL player. And I'll tell you, that's not an easy role. And, you know, I don't think Chris is a heavyweight, but he's willing to do the things necessary for his teammates. And that's a really tough task. That's a tough task to get yourself motivated to do that against guys that are bigger and stronger, or better fighters possibly than you. That's a tough task. And he's earns a lot of respect from his teammates in being able to do that. I think he's very well respected from his teammates.
It must be hard to know when to go, when not to go for him. You know, what do you want to give the other team a shot at momentum? Does your team need the momentum? Is there a right and wrong? And do you, as coaches, do you talk to a guy like Thorburn about that? Or?
Well, it depends on the player. Depends on the maturity of the player and how he is. Some players have to be taught because it's just something that needs to be learned, that situation and how to be most effective as a player like that. Some you don't have to. In Chris's situation, I don't believe he needs to be told. I think he understands that. And in Peluso, we haven't had him long enough to completely understand whether he does or doesn't, but I sense that he does know that situation. But I've had it different ways. I've had players that I've had to more or less teach the way to play that. And trust me, I was never that type of player, but I've coached long enough to know how that role gets dictated, and there is a real art to how you do that. And some guys do it very well, where it's very effective. And it doesn't always mean you have to drop the gloves.